Lingua Spectrum, English Rules, Past Simple Regular Verb Endings, ED. Hear the difference. Voiced and unvoiced sounds in English. Some sounds in English are voiced. Some sounds in English are unvoiced. Voiced means that when you say the sound, your vocal cords vibrate. Unvoiced means that when you say the sound, your vocal cords do not vibrate. Your vocal cords are in your throat. You can feel the vibration of your vocal cords when you say a sound. Put your fingers gently on your throat as you say a sound. Try it. Put your fingers on your throat like this. Now say s. S. Now say z. Z. When you said s, there was no vibration. When you said z, there was a vibration. Now say p, p, p. Now say b, b, b. Did you feel a vibration with p or with b? You should have felt a vibration with b. Now say, look, look. Look, look. Did you feel a vibration when you said the k sound? You should not have felt a vibration. The k sound is unvoiced. Now say, stay, stay, st-ay. A. Is the A sound in stay voiced or unvoiced? The A sound is voiced. Voiced or unvoiced? Now say these base form verbs. Are the end sounds voiced or unvoiced? Check. Phone, chop, arrive, laugh, walk, enjoy, finish, marry. Look, check, chop, laugh, walk, finish are unvoiced. Stay, phone, arrive, enjoy, marry are voiced. Number of syllables. The base form of the verb look has got one syllable. Look is unvoiced. It adds ed to form the past simple. The past simple, looked, has got one syllable. The base form of the verb stay has got one syllable. Stay is voiced. It adds ed to form the past simple. The past simple, stayed, has got one syllable. The base form of the verb finish has got two syllables. Finish is unvoiced. It adds ed to form the past simple. The past simple, finished, has got two syllables. The base form of the verb marry has got two syllables. Marry is voiced. It adds ed to form the past simple. The past simple married has got two syllables. Rule number one. If the ending of the base verb is unvoiced, the past simple ed ending is pronounced t. T. Rule number two. If the ending of the base verb is voiced, the past simple ed ending is pronounced d. D. The id sound. There is one other sound we use for the past simple regular ed. Ed can also be pronounced id. Decide if the end sound in decide is an e sound or a d sound. Yes, it's the d sound, just like the last sound in need. In the word dedicate, is the last sound a t or an a? It's a t sound. Dedicate. In regular verbs, we add ed to form the past simple. Decide becomes decided. How many syllables are there in decide? There are two syllables in decide. How many syllables are there in decided? There are three syllables in decided. Dedicate becomes dedicated. How many syllables are there in dedicate? There are three syllables in dedicate. How many syllables are there in dedicated? There are four syllables in dedicated. Rule number three. If the base form of the verb ends in the d or t sound, not letter, the past simple ed ending is pronounced id, and we add another syllable. Remember. Only verbs ending in the d or t sound, not letter, add another syllable in the past simple. For verbs ending in an unvoiced sound, the past simple ed is pronounced t, and another syllable is not added. For verbs ending in a voiced sound, the past simple ed is pronounced d, and another syllable is not added.